Welcome to Zeros TV. I am Quentin Matthews with QKM out of Dallas. I am here with Siggy Eggert of Grizzly Research to talk about a favorite in today's market, GSX, Tekadu, old ticker GSX, new ticker GOTU. Maybe it's got you. But anyway, Siggy, thanks for being here. Why don't you give us kind of a quick background on Grizzly and how you got into GSX and bring us up to date with where we are.
Well, thank you for having me. I'll just give you the quick background on Grizzly Research. So we are a research firm. We concentrate on generating differentiated insights, mostly negative insights on publicly traded companies. And the main reason why I'm here probably today is that about a year ago, February 2020, we were the first short sellers to publish a critical report on GSX and have been vocal since. And thankfully, a lot of other notable high-quality short sellers have joined us in the critique.
Last time we talked, we actually did a Twitter space on this, and it was towards the end of April. And, you know, we'll leave the wild ride that's been the last year. There's plenty that's been written about that. And essentially where we ended up was the market had found out that Bill Huang and his Archegos Capital and the ties to the kind of Asia Tiger Cubs were involved in this thing in a levered way. And the stock looked like it was going to break. And you guys had put out a report that was predicting that the auditor was not going to sign off on the annual report. And we had about a week until then. So why don't you tell us what happened with the auditor? And then there was a little bit of a rebound in the stock, but we've started to crash again as some new news has come out. So why don't you bring us up to date?
Right. So our prediction turned out to be incorrect in the sense that the auditor did sign off on the annual financials of the company. We still believe that these financials are mostly fabricated, and it's a grave mistake by Deloitte that will also have consequences, in our opinion. But you got to remember, this company hasn't been around for too long. The company only went public in 2019, and in 2020, short sellers were already all over the stock, and that's when it started to skyrocket. And then, as you mentioned already correctly, what seemed to have caused here a drop from really these high levels earlier this year was a deleveraging of some kind in people that that we believe only were in the game to manipulate the stock upwards because it was a target for that. We don't think that anybody with real money that is reasonable and does a fundamental analysis of the company thinks that it is a good buy. It's actually very interesting. Most recently here, we also saw reports of Tengyu, another fund that was associated with that, so basically a smaller Archegos, seeing liquidations and redemptions and being in trouble. And that might have to do with the most recent decline in the stock price that we see. Although I would caution our listeners that, you know, with all these things, it's hard to know the real truth. And we're just speculating.
Many of the students were fabricated, and a lot of the revenues were fabricated. And essentially, after the short selling reports came out, all of a sudden there were all these expenses in the business that didn't exist before, which took it from being a wildly profitable company to, I believe you're going to tell us, not profitable at all, and potentially running out of cash. So why don't you do two things? Why don't you tell us, one, just the fundamental picture as it exists now, but two, why you think the unraveling of the story has brought about these expenses from an education standpoint. Teach people why that would happen.
So there's a couple of aspects to that. And I think, as you said already correctly, the company now looks very different from just a financial perspective from the company that we looked at when we published in February 2020. Again, at the time that we looked at the company, and then also other short sellers got involved, this company presented itself as a company that was growing rapidly off a already high basis, and was doing that miraculously while being profitable. And just by the numbers, this company looked to be better than Google or Apple, like the most successful companies that we see. Again, now the financials present themselves very differently. A lot of people speculate, and I think there's some truth to that, that short sellers actually did something useful here. We believe that the company had to adjust its numbers somewhat, because also of the publicity that investors brought to the story, and it's just harder to get away with this ever-growing lie that becomes more and more obvious. So they kind of redirected there, and now this company is a lot less attractive from a financial perspective. To be fair, though, the official story here that they put forth is that the macro environment changed, that the Chinese government is becoming tougher on bad recruiting practices and bad players in the education industry and online education industry particularly. And this is why we maybe have seen some of these stocks fade recently. And that's also the official explanation that, for example, investment banks give in their sell side research reports for a lower price target. Just for example, I think I saw sell side reports with a price target of 60 or higher, and then within 2 months or so, the same bank adjusted their target down to around 20, I think. And that's embarrassing to see, but a big part of the market also seems to still blatantly ignore what is obvious to us.
When you look at the financials, what you were saying is what you believe happened is the financials were fictitious, largely fictitious, you believe. And perhaps in order to get the auditor to sign off, they had to essentially create a bunch of expenses to make up for the fact that the cash that was generated purportedly by the games that they were playing wasn't really there. So they had to come up with expenses to actually even things out back to reality. And of course, what they would say is that the macro environment's changed and it's just a different business kind of overnight, which of course happened after the short sellers came out. And I think the other thing, which is something that I harp on a lot, is people need to realize that the sell side generally, not all of them, but generally are lemmings, right? And they will follow the stock price because it's not, while there's supposed to be a Chinese wall between the sell side and the investment banking, in reality, it doesn't really exist. So it doesn't behoove Goldman Sachs to come out and stop ratings on the company or to put a $20 price target when it's at 60. So generally what you see is they follow the stock down, which is, I think, something that a lot of investors do not understand, that part of the game and how it works.
I might want to add to this at this point, actually. That's interesting. Also, I think at this point to mention the cash balances is something that you have to fabricate or have to have an explanation for that, for them not existing if you report fake revenues and fake profits. And that's just the situation that the company found itself in. It was a little bit of a fake it till you make it scenario, but what we believe actually happened here is that then, as they tried to make it on the back of a giant market capitalization and access to the US capital markets, that they just actually built up an infrastructure that costs money. And at this point, we think this company will actually run out of cash, legitimately run out of cash, and will have to shut down operations by latest end of this year. That's what we expect. So there's a natural end to this. This is actually confirmed with what we see on the ground right now in China. We have seen speculations most recently of company-wide announcements that about 30% of the workforce would let go, and that is a substantial number, and completely conflicting with what is signaled to US investors at this point.
So it's your belief that they're essentially in the kind of death spiral mode where the game is up as far as what you think that they were doing. They don't have the cash because the stock's fallen apart. They can't reach out to the capital markets to get the cash infusions that they would have had before. And now it's essentially kind of a slow unwind of the businesses. And you think this could, I presume you think this is a penny stock in time. You have a time frame on that, or just you don't know?
I think the situation is still dangerous because the stock might be manipulated in the meantime, and we've seen this before, right? We've seen this play out last year, so it would be unreasonable to think that this risk is completely off the table. But I think now we're looking at a business catalyst that, again, towards end of this year, this company will run out of cash, and I think that's around the time where the company will become a penny stock and then eventually will vanish.
Look forward to having you back and talk about some other names you guys are looking at. Where can people find you and find your research?
Well, thanks for having me on again. Always good talking to you. Check out our Twitter account or grizzlyreports.com, where you find our reports, and read them, do your own work, and invest responsibly.